Praise the Lord, everybody. Well, it's good to be here. We appreciate God's work and all the things God's doing. And it's a great loss to have Brother Meyer went on from this world to the next. But I want to read a scripture God gave me while I was coming here, and this pretty much says it all as far as we're all in this to cross over to the other side one way or another, whether it be by the coming of the Lord or whether we meet Him in death. But I know one thing, I'm serving Jesus. I've been born again the way the Bible says. Amen. I've been baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus. I repented of my sins, and I repent every day. I keep a repentant life. You know, I want to make sure that I'm pleasing to God, and I know that you can't embrace sin and embrace God too. It doesn't go together. That's why when you come to God, you have to repent. That means a redirection of your mind, will, and actions away from sin and the nature of sin and to God. And I'm thankful I've been baptized in that wonderful name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. I've been tongue-talking, filled with the Holy Ghost, the way the Bible says.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I'm continuing in the faith day by day. And I expect to hear Him say, I guarantee that Brother Meyer heard the voice say, "Thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord." And I know that he endured until the end.
Amen.
And really now he's got it made, and we got to struggle and make sure we can't bring him back. But one thing, like David said, that he couldn't bring his son back, but he said, one thing I do know, I can go to him.
Right.
And that's what I plan on doing. I plan on seeing Brother Meyer at the throne room of Jesus. Amen. And but the Lord just gave me this scripture when I was coming here, and it's in Philippians chapter 1, and in verse 21, it says this, it says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is what? Gain." That's what Paul was saying. He said, to live is Christ, that means to live, I'm living for Christ, I'm living for the Lord, but to die is gain. He had this revelation, you know, so to live is Christ, to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, yet what shall I choose? I would not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Everybody say far better. It's far better to be with Jesus. No more pain, no more headaches, no more suffering, no more things that Elder Meyer went through. It's far better to be with Christ. But in verse 24 it says, "Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you." More needful for you. "And having this confidence, I know that it shall be able to continue with you for the furtherance of your joy in the faith." But he said, this is the way it is. To live is Christ, and to die is gain.
Amen.
And we know that, and that's a comfort to us. And that's why we're all serving God, because one day we can be with Jesus, and the fight will be over with.
Right.
But, and, you know, no more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain. But it says, nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And that's the part that we understand. We understand that Elder Meyer went on to meet the Lord and be with Him for eternity. But we understand, really for us, it's more needful that He stayed here. Amen. We understand this. We understand that I know, Lord, you know, everybody prayed, and I was so thrilled to hear that a pastor, Sister Meyer, told me that there was brothers in the church that fasted for many days for the healing, and that's what we can do. We do all we know to do. We fast, we pray, We seek God. We believe God for a miracle. And then when we've done all we can do, then we stand and we just say, "Thy will be done."
Amen.
You know, when people are fasting and praying, got a burden, and when you pray and you feel the presence of God come down, you know that God's there and you know God's healing power where the presence of God is. There's a healing power. There's a healing virtue that's there. And but we know when it's all said and done, we say, "Thy will be done, Lord.
Amen.
Thy will." And for us, you know, it's better to have Elder Meyer here in the flesh, and we understand that we're going to miss him in the flesh. We're going to miss that voice and his. He was just a gifted Bible teacher that it was just phenomenal. He's one of the best on the occult and the occult practices and all the things that he enlightened even myself on, in so many things I never even thought of, and things that are out there that so-called Christianity is just eaten up. He revealed what was behind it, and he was just gifted from God. We're going to miss all that. We're going to miss him. As I know the children and the Sister Meyer is going to miss her husband so bad, that fleshly presence, you know. And Paul understood this in his teaching. He said, you know, it's better for you for me to abide with you. But he also said, to live is Christ and to die is gain. Gain. And I'll tell you, when you're right with God, when you follow God's plan, and you've been born again the way the Bible teaches, you know, Brother Elder Meyer taught the true salvation plan. Thank God. We take that for granted, but I thank God, the true salvation plan, there's a death, there's a burial, and the resurrection's got to take place. A death is the repentance, the burial. Thank God, we got a baptismal tank, immersion, being immersed under the water, baptized by immersion in the name of Jesus Christ for what? The remission of sin. Amen. That name of Jesus Christ has got to be spoken over you for your sins to be remitted. And we know that we rise up in newness of life. We bury the old man. We bury the old nature. And we come up in newness of life. And the resurrecting power is what? The power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Yeah, the power of the Holy Ghost. And the power of the Holy Ghost is what keeps us to this day. And that's why I prayed through on the way over here, and prayed, got up this morning praying, and we got to pray without seeking. I've been praying for this church and Sister Meyer and the loss of Brother Meyer, but I know what his prayer and his vision is for the work of God to go on here in Beaver Dam, this church to go forward. And I know that the newsletter that touches people across the world, The Last Trumpet, I know that it's God's plan for that to go forward.
Yes.
Amen? And thank God there's a church here that is going to make sure that things are going to go forward.
Right.
Amen. And that's just the way it is. We're not going to let any principalities or power of darkness stall this ministry out.
Right.
We're going to stand up and arise to what we have to do. And I told Sister Meyer I'll be available to help any way possible. And his good friend Brother Lance that's been here said, any way, anything you need, just Sister Meyer, all it has to do is call. But whatever we have to do to encourage one another and thank God for this church and the men here that want to see things go forward. And things are going to go forward. Amen. I just know. I just feel it in the Holy Ghost that God is in this and God's going to take care of it, and God's going to, this work is going to go forward, and this church is going to prosper.
Amen.
Amen. I just know God is going to do that. But I know we'll miss him, but to live, you know, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Especially, it's not much gain when you're not obeyed the gospel, but it is gain when you live for the Lord and you died in the arms of the Lord.
Amen.
And we know Elder Meyer. You know, the fruits of the Holy Ghost is the initial evidence is speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. Amen?
Amen.
But also, one of the, you know, it's not just that. That's the initial evidence. But there's two evidences that show you got the Holy Ghost. One is the initial evidence is speaking with other tongues. But the other is the fruit that you bear.
That's right.
Amen? The fruit. And to be a Christian is to be Christ-like. You know? We want to be Christ-like. And we know the Bible teaches, as a tree falleth, so shall it lie. And do you know that God's the final judge of everything? He's the final judge. And it's not my decision to put people in eternity anywhere. It's God's decision. But one thing I know by faith and what the scriptures and what Elder Meyer stood for and the spirit that he portrayed and the word of God that he kept until the end and how his steadfastness with God, there was fruits that he was serving God all the way to the end, singing songs. He said just before he went into a coma, singing songs about God. It was in his heart. It was bubbling from his heart and witnessing and doing everything right before he couldn't do it anymore in the flesh. Amen. We know that he had fruits of God in his heart to the very end.
Amen.
Amen. So that's exciting. You know, that's exciting. And in the funeral, I might work on, I'm working on something to say, but I might talk about the heavenly hope that we have. We do have a hope that endures forever, a hope that goes throughout eternity. And that hope, Elder Meyer preached and taught and lived it. So, you know, that's exciting to me. You know, you hate anybody to pass, and it's more needful for us, for him to be here with us, you know. It's more needful to us as children. We're going to miss him dearly. And there's so many pains and heartaches and emotions and everything. But what we're living for, he obtained.
Right.
What this is all about, why we come to church, why we repented, why we serve God. You know, he obtained the last mile. You know, he obtained, you know, that's the Apostle Paul said, you know, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. You know, I've fought the good fight. I've finished my course. Now there is laid up for me a crown. Do you believe God has got a great reward for them that serve him?
Yeah.
That's why, man. You know, Brother Meyer, if you can hear me today, I'm going to meet you someday. Amen. I've been living for God 20 years and I'm not giving up now. I'm going to cross that finish line. And when I look across the congregation that's going to be there, we're going to see Peter and Paul and the apostles, but there's going to be a Brother Meyer. Waving at me. Praise God. Amen. And some great lost loved ones, great men of God that I know this past are going to be in that great cloud of witnesses. And I'm thankful today for what God's doing. He's a wonderful God. And we just want to leave you with some encouragement. And I want to use this first scripture. It's in Philippians chapter 4, 19. And for 20 years now, I've been living for God. And I'm telling you, God has showed this scripture to be true in my life. And this is what it says, and my key scripture I want to use tonight is in Philippians 4:19. It says, but my God, who? My God. You know? You know the scripture says, they shall know their God and be strong and do exploits? Yeah. When you know your God, we know who he is. His name is Jesus. He was God manifest in the flesh.
Amen.
Amen. We know who he is. But my God shall supply all your need. Everybody say all.
All.
All. My God shall supply all your need. What's all mean? Everything.
That's right.
And this is the greatest thing. Have you ever suffered financial trouble?
Oh, yeah.
I have. I had some bad business deals, and when it's all said and done, I just realized, Sister Meyer, that I was just out of the will of God. I was pushing business stuff when I should have been pushing the kingdom. And I got in trouble with a lot of financial things, and I'm still struggling with trying to take care of. But one thing is for sure, my God shall supply all your need. Now, this is very important. It says, according to what?
His riches
in glory. I mean, I'm thankful. You know, I know that a lot of you, if I had a need, you'd try to supply it. But your supply is limited to what you know you around you, the things that you have, you know, the monetary thing, everything. Your supply is limited to what you have, you know. But with God's supply, this scripture is so encouraging. It says He'll supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, when He says that, according to His riches, this is a new way. Amen. Yeah. We're not looking at man that runs out. We're not looking at the government, you know, that you know promises so much and falls short. That's just the way it is, you know. And we're not looking at different things that man comes up with, but we're looking at His riches, God's kingdom, and what He has for His saints. And His saints are you and me. And just like kept in touch with Sister Blank. I want to say Sister Lewis, but it's not. What was your Vicky? Sister Vicky. Yeah, I don't know why I always want to call her. It's another church secretary in New York. But Sister Vicky, you know, I kept in touch with her, and I've been praying for the Meyer family and praying for the church, and I know that, you know, God's supplying the comfort that everybody needs. Amen. Aren't you glad that God's supplying comfort? You know, I can go up to Sister Meyer and try to comfort with kind words, you know, try to get the right word, you know, and I don't care how I try, it's not adequate. You know, I only got so much comfort, I only got so much I can give and so much different thing. But when the family and when the church reaches to the God that supplies all your need according to His riches, you'll find comfort in a situation that is very hard.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got the right comfort.
He does.
That's right. That's right. There's been situations that were turmoils in my life that I had to touch God. I had to get a hold and pray through the Holy Ghost, which is the greatest comforter.
That's right.
You know? I've had situations in my life I fought and struggled with, and you know, and I'd get in the flesh and it would just kind of overwhelm me and start, you know, you start feeling the power of darkness crushing around you, but then you get a hold of God and pray and you can hear His voice. I got a handle. Don't worry about it. I'm going to supply all your need according to my riches, Hubert, in glory. It's His riches. It's His riches in glory. Everything's going to be all right. He's going to take care of this ministry. He's going to take care of financially. He's going to take care of hospital bills. He's going to take care of everything.
That's right.
Amen. You know, the Meyer family, seek you first, the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Brother Meyer has poured his whole life into reaching out with the Word, reaching out with it. And the family can just expect that God is going to take care of all of your needs according to His riches and glory.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, mark it down. Satan, you ain't going to get us all bound and worried about it, you know. I've had a need this last few days. I just keep praying, God, You're going to take care of it. He will. I get in the flesh, how's this going to happen, Lord? He says, the scripture goes to my mind, He'll make a way where there seemeth no way. Seemeth no way. I just like I bought a bicycle, you know, and I was worried the guy was so nice to give me 30 days to pay it off, you know, and I said, no, you know, no problem. And I knew that, when was it, Wednesday, I didn't have all the money for it, so I went and talked to him. I said, hey, bro, can you give me about 15 more? He says, no problem. You just keep paying like you're doing, just here and there until you get it paid off. It worried me all day. I'm thinking, how am I going to do this? I go up to the guy, and he's just like water off the duck's back. No problem, just keep paying on it when you can. And I left that place saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And He's the nicest guy. And, you know, that just don't happen nowadays with the business world and different things. But I've been enjoying riding my bicycle and trying to keep in shape, keep this temple in better shape. Because I got little small kids. Sister Vicky knows that I'll be raising kids for a long time. But it's good to have a God that supplies our need according to His riches.
Amen.
You know, according to His riches. You know. Here's another scripture, Psalms 23. We all know it. They read it at a lot of funerals, graveside, different things. But it says this, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hey, Lord, you are my shepherd. He is the King of Kings. He is, Brother Nett, the Lord of my life. That means the supreme leader, the Lord, the overseer. He is the Lord of my life. I try my best to seek Him first. I try to sow seeds for His kingdom every single day. I want to be mindful of the kingdom of God. And He is our shepherd. And I'm glad He's our shepherd. And when He says, I shall not want, you know, I'm a shepherd of a flock over in Kakana, but there's a chief shepherd over me. I'm limited in my abilities, but the shepherd, the chief shepherd, is His supply is endless. It's according to the riches and glory. It's according to His riches, according to His plan. There's been many, many times, Sister Mara, I've had it, and you've seen it with the ministry that you've been in, you know. I've made about 30 trips to the Philippines. And sometimes I for the convention there, I have to come up with, around $6,500 for the expenses, for the convention, different things. I didn't know where it's coming from. I didn't know, where things were coming. I just did what I could, and some miracle, God, for 30 trips, I figured it up probably over a quarter million dollars of money's come in to help me and the works in the Philippines over the last years that we've been working in the Philippines. It just, according to His riches, He will supply. How many times do you ever need? Did anybody ever get a check in the mail you weren't expecting? Oh, I have. You know, thank you, Jesus. You know, there's so many needs, you know. And I thought about in our pastor and years, you know, I've had people, you know, we believe in paying tithes and giving offerings. This church does too, amen?
Amen.
Amen. You know, that's just scriptural. If you want to be blessed, give, and it shall be given. Amen. Just the way it is. Amen. God loves a cheerful giver. I love to give to the work of God.
Amen.
I love. You know what a good deal God gives us, really. You know? God's not a big tyrant slamming His fist around. He could have said, church, you give 90% of your income and you try to scratch around and live off 10. You know what? God could have made it that way. No, He just says, across the board, you know, tithe, just pay your tithes a tenth and give it back to the work of God and you'll be blessed.
Amen.
You know? God's so fair. You know? Whether you're making $100 a week or $10,000 a week, everybody's paying the same to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. And what an investment, man. You talk about, you know, this stock market and this world we're living in, this money system, everybody knows this money system could, you know, they could just flick the switch any day, any time. Click. And our money be worth nothing. Everybody knows it's just borrowed time and it's just, you know, it's a piece of paper. There's no backing of it. They could just shutter. Everybody could lose their, you know, lose everything in a blink of an eye. Stock markets can crash and people lose. It's already, you know, things are shaky. This world's shaky. So I'm investing in the kingdom of God. And my faith is according to His riches and glory. Even if I did have a big bank account and a big savings account, it could be lost like that. The dollar could shrink to a tenth of what it's worth overnight. That's why I'm investing in the kingdom.
Amen.
I'll make sure I do my part in the kingdom. Amen. You know, I like to have that in my conscience clear, Lord. When I come to pray and have a need, says I give my responsibility, Lord. You told me to pay tithes, give offerings. I've done that, and I'm covered by Your plan now, Your financial plan. And I give it cheerfully. God loves a cheerful giver. When you give cheerfully, God loves you. I don't know why I'm saying all about giving, but I know that the supply, you just can't outgive God. You know, you give and it comes back. It comes back from places you never thought. I just wanted to say this little testimony. You know, so many, many times I've been blessed. When I remember one time I was evangelizing, I went to this big meeting, and a lot of times when you evangelize, you know, I just had the money to get there, you know, and just enough gas maybe to get around town. But I can remember one time I had $20 in my billfold. I was in a prayer room, and there was an evangelist there. God said, "Give that 20." I said, "Lord, it's all I got, 20. I tried to just say, "Well, maybe I ought to just keep this 20." I kept praying. He said, "No, give it. It's my last 20. It's all I got." I finally said, "Okay, Lord. You know how you do. Is this me or is this God? Is this me or is God?" Usually if it's God, it just keeps coming back and knocking at your heart's door. You know? So I just walked up this guy and handed him, you know, and it was an evangelist, and I handed him that 20, shook his hand, put it in his hand, and I just walked away, didn't think about it. And I'm telling you, in the same prayer meeting, there's a bunch of us men praying, in the same prayer meeting, here comes a brother and walks up to me and goes, "God bless you, brother, slip me something in my hand." And you know how you are, you're trying to be real humble, you just put it in your pocket. Then all of a sudden you have to go to the bathroom, you want to see what it is. So I leave the room and I get in my pocket and I look, because here I am, I'm scratching, I'm flat broke, I don't have nothing, I just give him the last 20. Bam, $100 bill. In the same prayer meeting. Within an hour. What a return.
Amen.
Amen. You talk about God's a supply according to His riches. Sometimes He uses people to bless. Well, that's just the way it goes. Let me just insert this. I really believe why America has not been wiped out the planet. Do you believe that our country is as wicked as Sodom and Gomorrah was? We are. We've become a cesspool of every ungodly thing, every ungodly sin, every ungodly spirit that there is. Really, you talk about melting pot. We really melted some things, you know. But God showed me this when I was doing missionary work. So I understand from doing missionary work that the United States of America is the most giving people to the work of God in the world. Amen?
Amen.
And also, there's a high concentration of God's truly born-again people here. And you think, remember, if He would have saved the city, if He would have found 10 righteous, He would have saved the city. There's a whole lot more than 10 in the United States of America. Also, there is people that have giving hearts that are giving to the work around the world to help promote the end time gospel, is this gospel must go to the ends of the world. That's why I'm so excited about that newsletter going out to over 2 million people, is it?
More.
Or more? Plus, you don't know really. But I'm telling you, it's fulfilling the end time prophecy. It's fulfilling. Amen.
Amen.
Just like a church like this. How many people are being touched? How many people are being informed all over the world? Just a church in Beaver Dam with a bunch of hard-working people in it, you know. With a pastor that preached the truth. Amen. I'm telling you, this is exciting. Living for God. I mean, I could go on and on how God has supplied and God has supplied and God has supplied according to His riches and glory. Give and it shall be given. You just give yourself to the work of God. Give and it shall be given to you.
Amen.
According to His riches. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know? I'm telling you, He's a powerful God. Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. How do you like that scripture? That's exciting. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. That's why I love prayer and see the power of prayer. But I also understand the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. What's the righteous? The righteous are the upright, the ones that are living a repented life, not living in sin and ungodliness, but they're living a repented life. They're the ones that the prayers go up into glory and like an explosion hit the throne room of God. You know? And God hears their prayer and answers their prayer. That's why I got, as a pastor, I got to make sure I keep my heart right and keep right, because I might have to pray for somebody that's sick. I might have to pray for somebody that's in need. And I want my prayers to be effective, so I understand that Brother Hubert has got to keep his heart right with God, got to keep a repentant life, got to keep in tune with God. It's my responsibility, because I want my prayers, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, availeth what? Much. So if I'm half backslid, if I'm dabbling around in sin and ungodliness, if the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, what would the unrighteous prayer avail what? Little. It's got to be that way. You know? Man, I'm excited about it. I love living for God. I love when He takes my heart and helps me to change to the better. That's what the Word of God's for. It's to help us. But no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the fruits of thy increase. Listen to this. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and the presses shall burst out new wine. So shall your barns be filled with plenty. Honor the Lord. Amen. First fruits. You know, I've changed in the way I think a lot. I want to think like Jesus, but my wife laughs at me because, you know, I'm into my birds. You know, I got bird feeders all over the front windows there. I got bird feeders out. I got flowers that I planted for hummingbirds. You know, I got my favorite magazine, you know, should be some kind of hunt magazine, but my favorite magazine is Birds and Blooms, you know. And there ain't no pink in me, believe me. But I so enjoy, you know, sitting in the morning. I usually get up early. I get up at usually 5 o'clock every morning, and that's when my house is quiet because my kids are all asleep, and I got 3 kids. And you know, my wife sleeps in. She's more of a night owl. She gets her quiet time at night. I go to bed early. I get mine in the morning. But I love taking and sitting in my chair and watching the birds and listen to the birds sing and watch all the beautiful colored birds and sit there and pray and meditate on the things of God. It's so beautiful. Amen. Yeah. And I baited for Baltimore Orioles. Oh, I got tons of them coming in to the feeders, and I'm going through a pound of jelly every day. They're coming from everywhere. So pray God supply plenty of jelly. Thank God for Audis and places like that where you get it for 99 cents. But I just love to enjoy what God's given us.
Amen.
Amen. God's given us so much. You know, we can be happy. We don't need a whole lot to be happy.
Right.
You know? And but your barn's going to be filled with plenty. Listen to this. Proverbs 11:25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself.
Mm.
You can take that a long way, but my God shall supply all my need according to his riches. Amen. Give, and it what? Shall be given back. Think about this. Draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. Praise Him. How do we feel God's presence? Or sometimes I just say, when in my prayer meeting, Sister Moyer, I just say, God, I got to have a touch from You. I've got to have a touch. I'm not leaving my prayer meeting until I feel a hug, an embrace, the presence of God. You know? And but you water, it'll be watered back. Given to the kingdom, it shall be given back. Amen. You know, but nobody has to smile. I love to be able to give to the work of God.
Yes.
I love it. I mean, I love to be able to help, you know. And to me, the drive down here is not no, you know, just to be able to be with you and just do what I can for this church. And we're gonna be here for you if we ever need anything. We're going to try our best to, because I know Brother Mark would do the same for me. So he loved God, loved the kingdom. Wherever he was needed, he'd fly over the country and teach. He's taught for us many times. All right. Let me try to get through that. I know Brother Meyer, he taught for a long time too, so I'm not worried about the time. I will be nice to you though. I know when he got wound out, he could make 2 hours seem like 15 minutes. He was so interesting, and everything he had to say was so powerful and so weighty. But I'm not going to scare you. I'm going to keep that long. But listen to this. Here's a good scripture to go along with this now. We're talking about our God that supplies all our need according to what? His riches and glory. In 2 Corinthians 9:8, this is a powerful scripture. It says, 2 Corinthians 9:8, it says, "And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always," everybody say always.
Always.
What's always mean? Means all the time. Means morning, noon, and night. It means Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It means January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. It means 01, 02, 03, 04, 05, 06, 07, 08, 10, 11, until the Lord comes. Amen. That's what it means. Always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Isn't that power? And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, always, having all sufficiency in what? All things. Sufficiency in all things. You know? I lost some weight. I needed new suits. I give my old suits to a brother. My wife says, put them in the closet in the back. I said, no, this time I'm not going back to that size. I just refuse. I said, by the grace of God, I'm going to keep it off. You go to a store, you need some suits. All of a sudden, when you get in there, the biggest sale of the year, you're getting $250 suits for $99. You know? That don't just happen. You need suits, you go in the store and they're the cheapest they are of the year. You know? But God's able. You know? God be able to orchestrate whatever you need. He'll have an angel whisper in somebody's ear in a garage sale, one of my saints need that. You need to put it out there and put it out cheap. One of our sisters just testified here a while back about a vacuum cleaner. She wanted one of the portable vacuum cleaners. She's seen how much they were and everything. She didn't have a lot of that money to buy it. She goes to a garage sale. The very one that she wants is like $10. You know, she didn't have the $50 to spend on it. You know, new one in the box, never been used. Praise God. I'm telling you, God works for His saints. God's work. That's why even from right now on, you just start thanking you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for providing our needs as a church, for providing the needs for the newsletter. Just praise Him and thank Him.
Amen.
You know? Praise and thank Him. He's going to do it. Amen. Amen. Providing the needs and taking care of everything, every need supplied. But always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. That's powerful. He said, I'll make it abound toward you where you'll have sufficiency in all things. I'm glad of that. We got sufficiency in all things. Psalms 36 and 8 says, this is powerful. I like this. Let me go to 7. 36, 7 and 8. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God, therefore, the children of man put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Are you glad to be under the shadow of the Almighty?
Yes.
Psalms 91. Amen. You need to pray that psalm often, you know, under the shadow of the Almighty. There's another scripture that talks about woe unto them that trust in the shadow of Egypt. Yeah. I trusted in the shadow of Egypt for my first 24 years of life, and it didn't really help me. But once I got under the shadow of the Almighty, you know, I don't know why I'm going back to this, but you want your finances blessed? You need to put them under the shadow of the Almighty. You know how you do that? You're faithful to pay your tithes and your offerings,
amen,
which God commanded us to do. When you do that, all of a sudden, you're under the shadow of the Almighty. When you're a cheerful giver, when you work with your first fruits, you know, it's not just to bless the kingdom, it's to put the shadow over you so God can pour out blessings upon you. Amen? And so when you're in a tight, you have this, you can say to the Lord, "Lord, I've done my part. Just what you commanded, that's what I'm doing. And you see, I got some needs, Lord. And I'm underneath the shadow because I'm walking according to your plan and doing my part, Lord. So I can just expect you to do your part." That's not putting your hand behind God's back, twisting his arm. No, you just have faith. You do your part, God does his.
That's right.
It's just the way it is. Sow seed in the kingdom, that seed is going to sprout. Is anybody ever getting tired of inviting folks to church? Honestly, you know, I invite folks every week. You know, it seems you got to invite 5,000 before you get one. But God put it in the scripture, "Don't grow weary in well doing. In due season, you shall reap if you faint not." Don't faint, Hubert. Keep inviting, keep reaching. Keep pressing in this untoward generation. Just keep on pressing. There's hungry souls out here. There's hungry people. Amen. Man, if they get under this plan of God, if they could feel the joy of this great salvation, man, you know, if they could just feel what we feel sometimes, you know, but the enemy just steals stuff from their heart. But thank God, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. He that's in the world. Praise God. All right, I better get through the rest of this and we'll quit. Praise God. How excellent is thy loving kindness. Psalms 7 and 8. O God, therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They, verse 8, they shall be abundantly, everybody say abundantly.
Abundantly,
abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of pleasure. Isn't that amazing? Old Testament, rivers of pleasure. New Testament, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
Amen. Rivers of living water.
Amen.
And I'm glad I'm in a church that I can get a hold of the river. You know? I'm glad. You know, I like to swim. I love to swim. I was never a guy that walk up and put your feet in a wading pool. You know? My kids are, they love water. They'll find it anywhere. They just love water. You know, I had to take the handle off my faucets and hide them. Yeah, because every time you turn around, they're running water. They're got the hose going every time, you know. But living water, out of his belly shall flow rivers, living water. You know, I want rivers of pleasure. Do you believe it's a pleasure to be in the presence of God? It's wonderful to be in the presence of God. It's wonderful. I love the rivers of God's presence. I'm not satisfied with just a little trickle, you know. I enjoy that piano playing and that good singing. Amen.
Amen.
I enjoy that, you know, like just good. You know, I enjoy good old-fashioned hymns.
Amen.
Clear. These are the clearest message that there is.
Yes.
Amen. It touched me. It ministered to me. The piano and the singing of those songs ministered to me. But let me get a few more of these scriptures and I'll turn it back over. All right. Ephesians 3:8. Unto me, who am less than the least of the saints, is the grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Unsearchable riches. You know, this is the pearl of great price. This is the gospel that's worth selling out for. It's worth repenting of your sins for. It's worth turning your heart away from the things God's not pleased with and turning your heart toward the things God's pleased with. It's worth it. I tell people, try this for 30 days. If you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. You try this living for God for 30 days with all your heart, you'll get so much peace and there'll be so much presence of God in your life that you'll never turn back to the other way if you keep focused on the things of God. Amen. Unsearchable riches. He's going to supply our need according to His riches and glory. These riches are unsearchable. I mean, there's no end to the storehouse that there is. You know? He's got a great storehouse. A few more. 1 Timothy 6:17. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Trust in the living God, who what? Giveth us richly all things to enjoy. John 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to kill, for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came that we can have life and have it much more abundantly. Oh man, I love living for God. I love God's people. I love to be in God's church. The enemy comes to steal, destroy. You can choose that lifestyle if you'd like, but I choose to serve the Lord.
That's right.
I can choose the abundant lifestyle. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I choose the abundance of life. All right. I'll just close with this in Romans chapter 4. This talks about faith. Don't let the thief steal what's rightfully yours. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let your unbelief and different things, you know, steal your joy. Amen.
Amen.
I know God's going to make a way. I got scriptures just like this that, God, you said you're going to supply all my need according to your riches and glory. Amen. He don't run out. His bank account don't get short. He's not affected by the economy. He owns it all. He's got it all. And everything that He mentioned in the Word is for His saints, for us. Praise God. Amen. Now just real quick, in obtaining the promises and keeping the things from God flowing to us, we have to have faith that it is for us. The Bible says He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. He is a rewarder. If you're diligently seeking God, if you're putting Him first, you can expect God to bless you.
Amen.
Amen. We can expect it. All right. And I'm going to close with this in Romans chapter 4, 19 through 20 says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He considered not the circumstances. You know, he considered not the circumstances, the things around him. We don't have to. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, we don't have to have a pile of evidence. You know, I made trips to the Philippines, Sister Meyer. I needed $5,000. You know, I stepped on the plane with $1,300. In my pocket. My wife says, where's the money going to come from? God will supply, don't worry about it. Stepped on a plane, get there, all of a sudden just money flows here and flows there, and somebody sends this and somebody sends that. And before I got back home, every expense was paid for.
Amen.
You know? Thank God for people like Brother Lance. He's the one that taught me that type of faith. And my good pastor, and like your pastor, preach to you faith. Let them seeds of faith grow. You know? Where sometimes you can walk without circumstances being fulfilled. Amen. Because what? It's according to His riches. It's not according to what I got figured out. Lean not upon thine own understanding. Sometimes I get to worrying about stuff you know? And I get prayed through and God says, I'm here. It's under control. Don't worry about it. Okay, Lord, I'm just going to believe You. That's right. It's Your riches anyway. I'm not looking to my own means to supply this. You're going to have to help me with it. Amen. But listen to this. He staggered not at the promise of God through what? Unbelief. Unbelief. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You know? And this is where we get in trouble a lot of times. We let unbelief, we let the thief come in our mind and steal faith and steal away our joy and different things. We have to just understand God said it. It's yea and amen. He's going to supply all my need according to His riches and glory. God says it. He's going to meet my needs. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to take inventory, making sure that I'm doing my part. You know? It is a program of we do our part, He does His. Right? Repent and be back. You have to do the repentance. You're the ones that have to repent. God will give you the strength to repent, get rid of nasty habits and different things that, you know, that God's dealing with you to get rid of. God will give you the strength. You repent. You ask the preacher to baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. You do all that. But then it says, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. No man can shake the Holy Ghost into you. No man can tell you to say a few slurred words and you get it. That's not the Bible way of getting it. Amen. But you get the Holy Ghost as the Spirit comes in, flows out, and gives you the utterance.
That's right.
You do your part. Only God can fill you with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. But as far as receiving the Holy Ghost, you got to have it. It's in the Bible. And it's for you. And He's going to supply it because it's part of His riches and glory. You know, you'll get it just the way it is. You know, when you repent, you just can expect it. You know, sometime I'll tell you a story how I got the Holy Ghost. I had a lot to fight through because I was in a denominational church that taught against it for many years, and it was in my brain, and I just had to read the Scripture. Finally, I got to, I said, God, Your Word says it. It's for me. I says, and if it's for me, Lord, I want it. Boom. I got the Holy Ghost out in the back on an old car. It was junked out in the back. I was on the hood praying, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. I said, Lord, if this is real, I want it. I got out of my mind all that junk and negative mess. It's not for me. I said, no, I see in the Word it is for me. Bam, I got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. I've been renewed in it ever since. Many years. All right. Let's just wrap this up. Verse 21 says, and being fully persuaded that what He had promised, He is also able to perform. Amen. How many has ever had a broken promise from somebody? Somebody promised something and it didn't come through. You know? Well, don't get the mindset that that's the way God is. You know? Don't get the mindset that God's going to disappoint me too. When God says it, it's yea and amen. You fulfill your part. If there's a part involved, you know, draw an eye to God, He'll draw an eye to you. Right? How do you draw an eye to God? You pray, you seek Him, and you can feel His presence drawing an eye to you. There were times where I just had to get my mind on God in a prayer meeting and let God renew me. You know, I drew close to God. I prayed. I cried out to God. I asked God to help me, and He helped me. But you got to be fully persuaded. Are you persuaded today that God will supply all your need according to His riches?
Amen. Yes.
You've got to get that faith in your mind that God is taking care of me.
Right.
The last couple of years scripture, I've been saying that scripture says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you.
Amen.
Just get all your cares in His hands and let Him sort them out with you. You know? He'll say, you need this. This is good. Oh, we need to get rid of this. This ain't good. But once they're in His hands, you got power to sort it out. He'll help you. Say, you don't need this, but you need that. You know, He just helps you. All right, being fully persuaded that He promised He was well able also to perform. He's well able to perform that which He promised. And all right, did He promise us that He'll supply all of our need according to His riches and glory?
Yes.
He promised us that He would supply all of our needs. Now, we believe it today that He is our supplier.
Yes.
Yeah. We believe that He is our shepherd, and we shall not want.
Right.
Do we believe that He's an ever-present help in a time of need?
Yes.
He's an ever-present.
Yeah.
Ever-present help. Can you feel His presence? Raise your hands. Let's love Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love You today. Praise You today. Can't you feel His presence? As we lift our hands to Him and draw nigh to Him, you can feel His presence. You can feel His presence. He's going to supply all the needs according to His riches. I feel like we don't have to pray that about the will of God as far as this church going forward in God. We don't have to, you know, pray and fast. Is that God's will? Yes, it's God's will that the church goes forward and continues. Amen?
Yeah.
And God's going to supply. And we're so proud of this church. Just work together and listen to Sister Meyer's instruction as, you know, she's the pastor's wife. And I really believe, and she's a praying woman, and God's going to direct her how to direct the church in the right way with the help around her. Amen?
Amen.
And God's going to work. I believe God's already making plans for the outreach ministry to go forward. And said something about the one coming up, being a memorial, and then his son has got a burden. You know, everything's going to work together. Everything's going to work, I feel like. But pray, because the enemy always wants it. The destroyer is always at hand. Amen? But just make sure that you ain't part of the destroyer crew. Amen? You humble yourself and pray and seek His face. Now, I really believe, feeling in the Holy Ghost, that God's hands upon it, you know, and God's gonna work things out, and God's going to continue to give strength, and God's going to continue to finance the plan. I just feel like everything's going to be okay, because He's supplying according to His riches and glory. Amen. Well, God bless you. Let's pray for the memorial service coming up Friday. Everybody pray. We want, you know, I got to have the wisdom to help with that. And there's going to be people here that, you know, we want people to be saved. That's the Brother Meyer. His heart's cry would be, you know, reach to people, reach not only to the family and everybody, but reach to people. So let's pray. Let's pray God really, His anointing's here Friday, and that God will just do a great work. Amen. Let's give the Lord a great big hand clap. Thank You, Lord. Appreciate our opportunity we have here today. Thank You for strength. Thank You for power. Thank You for anointing. Thank You for everything You do. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's a prayer answering God. God bless you.